Now, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council is warning that the country faces major spending pressures from an ageing population. A new report says that while Ireland looks like a low-tax, low-spend economy, this is mainly due to our relatively young population and to strong economic growth. With us is Niall Conroy. He's IFAC's chief economist and he wrote this report. Good afternoon and thanks for being with us. What did you look at and why?
So we wanted to assess what the spending and tax levels in Ireland were relative to other high-income European countries. And when you do that on a surface level, it looks like Ireland is a relatively low tax, relatively low spend country. But when we looked at this in more detail, we found that this is really not driven by some sort of political or ideological choice that we've made, but it's largely driven by our demographics. So we have a very young population. That means we have much lower demand for pensions and for healthcare, which means you end up spending a lot less than you otherwise would.
So how quickly then is this likely to change?
Yeah, so we're already seeing some evidence of the population ageing. It is something that tends to happen quite gradually, but we are going to see significant effects over the next 20 to 30 years. For example, about 15% of the population are aged over 65 now. That's going to double by 2035. So over the space of 30 years, our demographics are going to change quite rapidly.
I'm wondering if this is likely to lead to further debate about a very contentious subject, the pension age.
Yeah, so look, there are a number of different ways that the government can try and address these ageing pressures that they're going to face. One is to simply raise taxes in order to fund additional spending. Another is to cut or reallocate existing spending towards those areas that are going to have greater demand. But another avenue, as you say, is to re-examine the pension age. So if the pension age was to be changed, as has been previously indicated...
You'd have to be a brave politician to try it again in the near future.
You perhaps would, but you know, this is a question of trade-offs, right? So if you're going to maintain the existing pension age that we have, that does mean you're going to have to either have higher taxes or lower spending in other areas in order to counteract that.
Let's look then at tax take. I mean, we know the country is awash with corporation tax, but when it comes to income tax and other related taxes, how does Ireland compare to other European countries?
So when we examine income tax and social contributions together, so for listeners, think of like PAYE and PRSI, on that front, Ireland seems to be a lower tax country than others in Europe. We reckon that, you know, per person, that would be about €2,600 less than would be collected in other countries. That seems to be mainly due to social insurance, so what we would call PRSI here. So both employers' PRSI and employees' PRSI is a bit lower than what would be collected in other high-income countries.
Mm-hmm. I suppose people might argue, and maybe this is the point you were about to make, that if our contributions in comparison to some countries are relatively low, well, in those countries, people get more for their money.
Exactly. This is part of the choice, right? It's the taxation that you're paying is funding services that the government is providing, right? So perhaps there is a choice to be made there that if you want to have a greater level of services provided by the government, those would naturally have to be paid for via higher levels of taxation.
So what are the policy implications then for the government of all of this?
So in order to prepare for this ageing population that we know is coming, there are a few different steps the government could take. They've already introduced two savings funds, which is a really welcome step. So that's going to help to save some of the exceptional corporation tax that we're receiving at the moment. Put that aside so that can be used to offset some of the ageing costs that we have in the coming decades. And we reckon that could offset between a quarter and a half of the cost of an ageing population. So that's a really welcome development. Obviously, if they're to be more ambitious in how much they're saving now, that could offset more of those costs.
So do you think they should go further at the moment?
Well, the council has previously said that we think they should save all of what they would call windfall or exceptional corporation tax receipts rather than simply the about €6 billion that they're currently saving. The more ambitious you are now, the less tax rises you're going to have in the future or the less spending cuts you're going to have to find in order to address this ageing problem we have.
Niall Conroy of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, thanks indeed for being with us on the News at One. We'll be back with more on the programme in just a moment.